a couple of drinks before we get personal.
Today, running from November 3rd to 9th. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573 and help us rise higher and reach further.
Fun Drive, Fun Drive, Fun Drive continues here on CJSF Radio. And yeah, we just heard a few songs from one of Burnaby's sister cities, who I just learned the proper pronunciation of. It's Loughborough, right in the middle of England. That's right. The second largest city in Leicester. Leicester? Anyways, close enough. 65,000 people, and yes, we heard a couple bands. The last one was called The Van Blooms. Very British, very early 2000s, like Franz Ferdinand era. The Van Blooms, yes, with the song Anna. Very nice, very nice. Before that, we heard actually two tracks from my fave band in all of Loughborough. They're called Cristobal and the Sea, although, you know, gotta leave Loughborough for the big city at some point if you really want to make it as a rock hybrid Latin American band. So they're now based in London. But yeah, they met all in uni. And yeah, we heard The Seed, and before that we heard Salsa Dude. And interesting, fun sister city coincidence is we had an intern here at CJSF named Rebecca who is from the university in Loughborough and didn't even realize until she'd arrived that their sister city is with Burnaby. So yeah, from one sister to the next. Wow. Just meant, it's like destiny, really. So yeah, that was Loughborough. And the reason, yes, it's because of Robert Burnaby himself, who set sail in 1790-something, perhaps? 1800s? Well, you can find out about Robert Burnaby if you'd like online. He was a politician. He only lived to be 50 years old. He passed away back in his hometown. Yes. So we are traveling further to another sister of Burnaby here, and the next one, 15 years they've been sisters, Burnaby and Hwaseong City in Korea. So yeah, there's more, but this is one of the ones that they have kept going. Some, by the way, we'll get into it later, but some have been dropped off. I mean, some are just not close enough to be called sisters anymore. You know, if the relationship doesn't continue, sometimes families have to break apart. But yes, Hwaseong, strong connection with Burnaby. And we're going to hear first from a just absolutely legendary musician, Cho Yong Pil, who's considered like one of the founders of rock. And yeah, he had a long career, and we're going to go back to his early days, 1972. The song Come Back to Busan Harbor. This is some very melancholy guitar music. Then we'll hear a band that just blew my socks right off. A band that mixes kind of brass music with folk instruments from Korea, and they're super energetic. So, but first, a bit of a classic here. Cho Yong Pil on Wandering Rhythms from Hwaseong, Korea. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, the CJSF Fun Drive week here.
Quod pinen Oh, yeah. 비슷하게 반복되는 일상 너와의 눈부시던 설렘도 빛을 잃어가 그때 그 빛을 찾아가고파 별 계획도 없이 집을 나서 널 데리러 가 변한 옷과 머리지만 평소와는 다른 느낌의 설레어는 출발 그대와 단둘이 달려가는 시간 이 순간에 모든 게 영원했으면 해 아무렇지 않게 지나던 모든 게 새롭고 아름다워 We can try 기다려왔던 오늘 너와의 눈부시는 설렘이 다시 찾아와 오늘 그 빛을 따라가보자 별 보이는 그곳이 나서 널 데리고 가
Yes, so that was Weekend Drive by Mongdol from the sister city of Burnaby in Korea, Hwaseong. And yeah, those guys play some very polished funk rock music. And yeah, before that we heard a very different band from the same town. They are called Zedo. And where's Corey Weeds? Where have you been? Corey's got some background saxing to do here. Cool. So, that's better. We heard from Zedo, Z-I-I-D-O. They are a fusion of sort of Western brass band. So you got the sousaphone, you got the trombone, saxophone, and then you also have Korean folk instruments like the janggu, two-headed drum, and... Piri, which is like a little Gong and the Taipyeongso, pardon me for the pronunciation, Taipyeongso, which is a small reed, double reed instrument similar to kind of an oboe mixed with a clarinet, but a really high, high pitch sound. So anyways, very, very cool band. I just like never heard anything like that before. Koreans, actually, I say in particular, have found ways to incorporate their folk instruments into new fusion sounds. But yeah, that's something certainly brand new, and that just came out last year. The song was Ari Ari. Once again, Zido, Z-I-I-D-O. Yeah, so cool stuff. All dancing around and like the whole thing. Yeah, just incredible performance all around. So, yeah. And we heard before that one of the most legendary musicians in all of Korea. His name is Cho Yong-pil, and the song was Come Back to Busan Harbor. So yeah, he was active for decades in the Korean music scene, and there you go. We'd love to have him in Burnaby as a way of keeping the friendship, the sisterhood alive. I would also like to hear the Zido band in Burnaby, please. And while they're at it, why not bring Mongdal, the polished funk band that we just heard last. We can do a performance right here at Simon Fraser campus at CJSF. Yes, cool. And Zido, why not have the tenor saxophone player in that band do an album with Corey Weeds here. Okay, spitballing some ideas here, but yeah, you know, we're sister cities after all, so keep rolling. So, this is going to be a little maybe unnecessarily meta, but if you wonder, you know, is a sister of your sister also your sister? Well, I think so. So we're going to hear a song from the sister city of Hwaseong, Burnaby's sister city, who has their own other sister city in China, Waihai, China. Seems like actually a beautiful place. And this band called Y, W-H-A-I, they call themselves the founder of Chinese psychedelic electronic music. So how could I resist, right? Featuring four artists from different ethnic minority backgrounds devoted to develop Chinese original music. So, yeah, they've slowly turned into more of a prog band. But, yeah, we're going to hear a song of theirs, Golden Top. So, once again, Burnaby's sister city, Hwaseong's sister city of Weihai, China. It's going to get more weird in the second hour. But here we go to finish off hour one of Wandering Rhythms. And, by the way, just once again, if I could please let you know, if you love this station, please consider donating online at cjsffundrive.ca or on our hotline, old school style, 778-782-2573. Yeah, so one thing about the station here is that, the money that the station gets from student fees has not gone up for nearly 17 years. So as the station finds itself essentially with less money every year to operate with, we really appreciate the help of our listeners. So there you go. Moving on with Sister of a Sister Y Band right here with the song Golden Top on Wandering Rhythms Radio. We'll be right back.